This is a fact of history. They came to a compromise dividing the Muslim Empire into two parts. One to be held by Hazrat Ali and the other to be held by Hazrat Muawiyah. Now this compromise was not had nothing to do with the question of Khilafah. Such a compromise could be reached between a Khalifa and a non-Muslim emperor as well, if that is what you have in mind. This compromise is not regarding the right of Hazrat Ali to be called the rightful Khalifa of Mu'mineen, Khalifa of Ahlul Salam or Amirul Mu'mineen. So there is no compromise on that issue at all. Never did Hazrat Ali make a compromise on this. This is an understanding, political understanding. Why should two states, which had emerged as independent states now, go on fighting with each other while the population of both the states was Muslim majority population? That was the issue at hand. And they decided that we should come to an understanding and divide the borders and clarify, demarcate the borders so that no future feuds remain. It's all very clear and simple and understandable as it is. I mean, there is no question which arises from this situation.
So, regarding the wording
is that of that writer. It's not my wording.
No.
The point is, what is it that is agitating your mind? Clarify it, otherwise I will not be able to answer this question.
Peace
was declared between the two warring factions. The fact was that Islam should be now observed by you in two parts. One regarding the religious office of Khilafat. One regarding many Muslim states emerging with a Muslim majority population. So you could call those states as Muslim states. The time when that happened, that agreement was reached at that time already, in reality, two Muslim states had come into being. One governed or ruled by Hazrat Muawiyah and the other was ruled by Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu. And there he had his two positions. One that of representing Islam, which was not shared by anyone else on earth. And the other being also the temporal head of that state. So when these two states came into being, there were fightings and misunderstandings, and both the factions kept on warring against each other for territories, for other issues which may have evolved here and there. Now that was a state of restlessness and a state of disorder, badamni. Hazrat Ali decided that instead of this situation being tolerated on both sides at the cost of Muslim blood, why shouldn't we reach a conclusion and understanding with each other? And he offered Hazrat Muawiyah to come to an understanding, and a boundary, clear boundary was demarcated between the two states. That is all that happened. So to my mind, no question arises from this. This is why I am repeating that if still there is a question in your mind regarding the situation, clarify that question, otherwise I will not be able to answer that.
No, the wording is...
The wording is that of the author. I have nothing to do.
Now you have cleared the position, so has asked with the Lama, which don't agree that there was some sort of sura.
Why don't they disagree? As I told you very clearly, it is a matter of statecraft. It has nothing to do with religion. And an agreement can be reached at between a Muslim state even and also a non-Muslim state. So why not between the two Muslim brothers? And the Holy Quran positively declares that it is not a must for Islam that the entire Muslims of the world should be united under one kingdom. Islam clearly lays down that if there is misunderstanding or fighting between two Muslim states, then the rest of the Muslim states should join hands together and try to bring about a compromise and understanding between the two states. If they do it and one state still does not cooperate, then they are permitted by Islam to join their forces against that state which does not cooperate with that decision, with the majority decision, and force it to accept the decision. And the Holy Quran further lays down that even if that state misbehaved and did not accept the decision without compulsion, you have no right to transgress upon against his rights, against that state's rights. With the result that justice must be done even after that misbehavior. No punishment should be meted out to such a state, just a compulsion, and that's enough. This has been laid down in so many words in the Holy Quran. So if the concept of Muslim state was a singular, indivisible concept, such verses had no place in the Holy Quran. That shows, and obviously this is the factual position, a single Muslim state cannot be conceived because it's a religion of propagation. It is possible that, for instance, suppose there was just Saudi Arabia to begin with. Forget about the rest of the Muslim states at present. And through propagation of Islam, Ghana accepts Ahmadiyyat, Islam, that is Ahmadiyyat of course, and then China accepts Islam. How could they merge into one state? It's not possible. And against the wishes of the people. And who would be the ruler then? There is no Khilafat. Even if there were Khilafat, it's not always possible for a newly converted, for a people who have just got converted to Islam, to accept the yoke of another state in the name of Islam. What happened in Bangladesh in the recent history? So Islam is a religion of reality. It's not just an ideological religion which cannot be practiced. So I think you have been deceived by the concept of one single Muslim state under one caliph. This is wrong. Islam never dictates that the caliph must always be the temporal head as well. This is why Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani radiallahu ta'ala anhu made it very clear that if any at my time or at any other time Ahmadis gained power in any country and were the rulers of that country, Khilafat would remain separate from the statecraft. It would never merge together again, because it has done damage in the past, and we do not want that damage to be done to Islam. So Khalifa has absolutely no desire to become the ruler of a state. This is why Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam laid it down very clearly, Mujhko kya mulkon se, mera mulk hai sabse juda, Mujhko kya taajon se, mera taaj hai Rizwan-e-Yaar. So that is the message for every Khalifa to come. Remember it, Khalifa will never be a temporal head if he has a true regard for Islam and its values. He would be a religious head. So that concept is wrong to begin with. This is why you agitated.